This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Another proud daddy to the studio, Bill Emery, joins us from the Woolen Mills neighborhood. Bill, a longtime resident of our community and very famous daddy because you've made your daughters famous through your photography.
You know, Helen is getting ready next week to accept her commission in the U.S. Marine Corps.
That you had mentioned that to me on the phone. That is just unbelievable because when I think of these girls, which for folks who don't know, you're a very famous local photographer, and many of your famous pictures are actually of your daughters growing up. And we sort of got to see them grow up through your pictures. And now when I think of them, I picture these little girls hanging out on the front porch or something. But they're actually going to be Marines.
Well, yeah. So now American military policy is a neighborhood issue for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk about hitting home. Gosh.
Real close. Yeah.
Yeah. And congratulations on that, by the way. I think that's very impressive. Ever, yeah. You should be. It's very impressive. And that's just it's hard to put together a Marine fighting for freedom with those pictures of these little girls on the porch. But I guess everybody grows up. How long you lived in Woolen Mills?
I've been in the Woolen Mills since, 1987, I suppose.
So, wow, so 20 years.
A newcomer in by Woolen Mills standards.
Really?
Well, yeah, the 166-year-old neighborhood, yeah. I'm a newcomer.
Yeah. Tell us the background of that area so folks know where we're talking about, and then we'll get to the issue of why you're here. But
well, you know, I sort of hate to let on where it is, but the Woolen Mills had a 13-acre industrial anchor to its east at the confluence of the Ravana and River and Morse Creek, and then the Woolen Mills Village, where all the people who worked in the Woolen Mills lived.
It was literally a mill.
Yeah, it was a little mill town, and actually all the bones are still there. All the houses are still there. The village grew 0.6 mile up what was then three notched road.
Yeah,
Jefferson used to ride down off Monticello and come right past my house on his way to the courthouse. Back in the old days.
Yeah, and of course now it's sort of gotten swallowed up by Greater Charlottesville, and it's a quaint little community near downtown Charlottesville, right down there by the river. But it's not really, I did want to say it's a quiet community.
Well, you know, it almost went and became its own city in 1887. But, Charlottesville incorporated in 1888, and the Woolen Mills, didn't think it was necessary. I wish they had now. Yeah, it's not too quiet these days.
And there was some news recently of what happened. A truck down in the Woolen Mills literally ran into a home.
Well, there used to be this little footpath that the neighbors would use to go to a Woolen Mills park. And the footpath has subsequently been turned into a road. And the road, the houses in the Woolen Mills were built before production of automobiles. And so they're very close to the road. So the other night, it was Sunday night, July 23rd, a pickup truck came up Franklin Street, which was the aforementioned path, rammed into a house. Then after leaving its license plate embedded in the side of the house, it backed out of the house. It was a hit and run on the house and drove 0.3 mile west on Market Street until finally it came to a stop.
Did they ever find the guy?
Indeed, they did. The gentleman turned himself in the next day. And,
after he had a chance to sober up, I bet.
Well, no comment.
What's the latest? Do you know? I mean, what are they being charged with?
I do not know the specifics. I'm hoping that the one of these news organizations here in town will do a follow up.
Now that's not a regular occurrence. But what is a regular occurrence? Because we're talking about a neighborhood, a very special, unique neighborhood in Charlottesville. These homes are very old, and like you say, very close to the street, and the streets themselves are very narrow.
Right. Well, back in 1988, our neighborhood president wrote a letter to then Mayor Frank Buck listing industrial cut-through traffic as, a major problem for this little village. But, things move kind of slow.
This is 20 years ago.
Well, you would think. I mean,
now that's the situation with the cars, but you mentioned industrial traffic. What is this?
Well, back south of the railroad tracks, and the Woolen Mills is bordered on its east by the river and on its south by the CSX tracks. Below, south of the tracks used to be the Willow Mills Park. They had baseball, shuffleboard, a little golf course, sort of homemade golf course. Nowadays, it's converted from industrial park to, or from Willow Mills Park to industrial park. And we have many, many industrial neighbors. I mean, I could go through a list.
Yeah, just give me a few.
Charles W. Hurt, Dr. Hurt, Carter Specialty Breads, H.C. Farron, Roadway, Data Visible Overhead Door, Charlottesville Imported Parts, Yves Delorme, Festive Fair, JVI, Gooch, Isotemp, owned by a company in Taiwan. Clear Communications, RWSA, Roadway Trucking.
And and the main entrance into and out of this industrial park is through the Willow Mills neighborhood itself, or is there another entrance?
Well, there is actually another suitable road that we would like for them to go up through, but you know how it is on the racetrack when you're on your way to work. Anything that saves you a minute and 45 seconds or makes you avoid or allows you to avoid a traffic signal, you're going to go that way.
So a lot of that industrial traffic for all those businesses in that old park, which became an industrial park, now goes through the Willow Mills neighborhood on those tiny little roads with the homes right up against the road, including a lot of trucks.
Exactly right.
And if I hear you right, this has been going on for decades.
And we've been talking to the city about it for decades, and the city's response is a good response. They say, you need a study.
That sounds like Charlottesville, doesn't it?
Well, you know, in alternate cases...
Which, to their credit, there's a lot of good things that could come of a study versus some quick directive order.
But, you know, oftentimes, like, take, for instance, the recent case of North Berkshire Road and Cedar Hills Drive. There wasn't a traffic study done there. The city just decided, oh, my gosh, here comes Albemarle Place. There's going to be all this traffic shortcutting through the neighborhood. We got to do something. Let's put in a...
They put in a barrier, didn't they?
They put in a little barrier there, yeah.
No study.
No study. Or my favorite one is Sunset Boulevard, I guess.
Yeah.
It runs out from JPA down to Old Lynchburg Road.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Now, that's the treatment I would like to see in Willow Mills. It's just the total road closure. You go down Sunset now and you hit Morris Creek. There's a nice little barrier that you can walk your bicycle through. But that's the only way you're getting through to Old Lynchburg Road on Sunset.
One obvious question. Bill Emery, our guest, longtime resident of the Willow Mills neighborhood. Obvious question is, yeah, there might be a problem. You might have some cars going through the neighborhood, but what neighborhood doesn't have cars going through them, unless you're in Farmington or Ednam? But how bad is the problem?
Well, we're not talking about cars. We're talking about vehicles that weigh, roughly 20 times as much as a Toyota Camry. And so, you know, the city, their response is, oh, well, how fast are these vehicles going? Well, that's really not the question. The question is, how long does it take one of these to stop? You know, even at going the speed limit, one of these massive vehicles is hardly nimble enough to miss a, have the agility to avoid a child.
Has anybody ever been hit?
Well, you know, there's planning versus reacting, and there's the smart way versus the hard way. And a decision could be made now on sort of safety and planning principles to do something about this, or we can wait and react for a tragedy.
Yeah.
You know, the number one priority for a city is addressing issues that have a direct impact on the health and safety of residents.
Yeah, but so there's nothing that's been, has anything ever been done? I mean, is the city taking any baby steps towards a solution with traffic in Willow Mills?
Well, you know, back in 1997, there used to be this wonderful man, S.S. Hooja, who worked at the Office of, what was it, Community Development.
He was Director of Community Development.
Thank you.
Yeah, and a good
Mr.
friend.
Mr. Hooja recommended that the Franklin be made one way out of the Willow Mills. Somehow that recommendation just hadn't picked up a whole lot of steam.
Yeah. And I'm wondering why it is, because Willow Mills is a, you know, it's a jewel in the crown of Charlottesville. It's a beautiful, beautiful neighborhood. It's one of the things that when you bring people to Charlottesville to show them Charlottesville, you drive them down through the Willow Mills and they're like, oh my gosh, you know, I mean, the architecture, the old homes, and they're all very well kept and it's beautiful down there. You would think they would be like concerned that there's all this truck traffic and that they have an industrial park using this neighborhood as a doorway.
Well, somehow, you know, the city, I think it goes back to probably 1958. I'm not sure we want to go that far back, but I think the city views the Willow Mills as a failed industrial neighborhood. You know, it was never, it had that industrial anchor on its east end, but it was always a residential place.
Yeah.
whatever the powers that be, I think there might be a little money involved. You know, they just, they like that shortcut. Now, in the Meadows neighborhood, it's okay to, with that new diverter that they put in there, you know, that puts an extra 10 minutes on, you know, every busload of children that get picked up in the Meadows on their bus ride. But, you know, Lord help you if you slow down a truck carrying valuable commercial goods for a minute and a half and, you know, make them go through stoplights or possibly wait for a train. You know, because the train crosses on, what is that, Mead Avenue.
Okay. Bill Emery, our guest. Bill, the website is?
BillEmery.com.
BillEmery.com. E-M-O-R-Y. BillEmery.com. Thank you, sir, for coming in, and we will check up on this again. But hopefully we can get somebody from the city, whether it's on the morning show or this show, to say what could be done, and if there does need to be a study, well, let's do it.
All righty. Thank you, sir. Troy.
We appreciate it. Let's take a quick break for some local news. This is Charlottesville. Right now.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.